Welcome to Food for Thought Podcast, the place to explore, celebrate, and manifest a life motivated and defined by unconditional compassion and optimal wellness. Today's episode is fertilizing your garden without animal products. Before we begin, my name is Colleen Patrick Goudreau. You can find me at joyfulvegan.com and on social media. You can find my books wherever books are sold, and you can find me in my online cooking classes. You can join me virtually. This podcast is possible because of the support of listeners like you, so please join other supporters by going to patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGoudreau and becoming a supporter today. Thank you so much in advance, and thank you for subscribing and for listening. When it comes to human nutrition, the bottom line is the nutrients we need are plant-based. In the case of B12, it's bacteria-based, but none of the nutrients we require are animal-based. When it comes to healthy soil, the same is true. The nutrients that plants need come from the ground, not animals. Aside from secondary and trace nutrients, the three major plant nutrients are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, often expressed as NPK. N for nitrogen, P for phosphorus, and K for potassium, referring to its Latin name on the periodic table, kalium, K-A-L-I-U-M. Now, because these are the main nutrients needed for growth, and people buy commercial fertilizer to promote growth, on every box of fertilizer, you will see those three numbers. You'll see 24-6-6, for instance. You'll see 10-3-3, for instance, right? Usually a dash in between. This refers to the fact that that particular fertilizer contains, by weight, in this case, let's say 24-6-6, it would be 24% nitrogen by weight, 6% phosphorus by weight, and 6% potassium. It's always in that order. You will always see it listed as NPK. So even if you just see the numbers, even if you just see 6-4-1, you don't have to figure out and like, is the 6 referring to the potassium or and is the 1 the nitrogen? No, it's always NPK. It's always in that order. So you will know right away when you see 6-4-1 that the 6 refers to nitrogen, the 4 refers to phosphorus, and the 1 refers to potassium. Okay, using that example. These different minerals promote different types of growth, so you'll want to know what your goal is before you buy single fertilizers or buy a mix that's high in one and low in another, right? Same thing when you're buying single nutrients for yourself. You need to know, like, what are you trying to make up for? Why do you need a single nutrient? What are you trying to make up for? Even though the foundation of your diet should be from all these different sources, from whole plant foods, and you're getting all of the nutrients, sometimes you just need a little, you know, bolster. You need something to be supplemented. That's what these single fertilizers are as well. But first you need to know why. What are you trying to accomplish? So here's how it breaks down. Nitrogen promotes leaf and stem growth. And an excess of nitrogen, you might get a lot of foliage growth, but at the expense of flowers and fruit. So unless there's really a nitrogen deficiency, be careful not to overload fruit and flower-bearing plants with it. Nitrogen fertilizers, now of course you've heard of bone meal and blood meal and urine from most of this is from slaughterhouse waste. Most of it's from slaughterhouses. Most of it is slaughterhouse waste from slaughterhouses. But because again, you don't need animal products, you need the nutrients that are basically plant-based, nitrogen fertilizers that we get would be cottonseed meal, alfalfa meal, flaxseed meal, and soybean meal. Those are very high nitrogen nutrients. Phosphorus is very important for root growth. So flowering bulbs and root crops can always use some phosphorus, right? So if you're planting, say, potatoes or other kinds of tubers or any kinds of root vegetables or bulbs like tulips, you might want to just add phosphorus when, for instance, you're planting the bulbs in the fall. Typically, bone meal is used as phosphorus, but that's not necessary. Rock phosphate is better. It's not from slaughtered animals, and you can find that on its own. Potassium promotes disease resistance, and it's needed for overall plant health. So potassium deficiency produces very tall plants with weak stems, as well as leaf tips and edges that turn yellow and then later brown. So that's one of the ways you can tell there's a potassium deficiency, is because of what the leaves look like. The edges of the leaves turn yellow, then brown. Great sources of potassium include kelp meal, seaweed, and wood ash. And I am very excited because I actually have a lot of wood ash because we had a tree fall right on our hillside, a beautiful oak tree that sadly fell, and we had some guys cut it up, and now we can burn that very local wood in our fireplace, and all the ash I have is very rich in potassium. So there are fertilizer blends available that do not contain slaughterhouse waste. Most will. So you really want to look at the ingredients and the sources of these nutrients, because you'll find things like blood meal and bone meal and hoof meal and horn meal and feather meal and fish emulsion and fish heads. Highly recommend against those. So I avoid those blends and I just buy the single mineral based amendments and amend my soil with them. However, more and more frequently, I'm seeing commercial blends made with non-animal products, non-slaughterhouse waste, my favorite of which is a brand called Down to Earth. And Down to Earth has a vegan mix. So check them out, go to their website. You can find them in lots of garden stores. You can even have them order it if you don't want to order something online. And what I love is that it comes in a cardboard box, which can also be composted or recycled. Of course, the mineral itself might be in a plastic bag, but the rest of the packaging is cardboard, which I love. So remember, there is a difference between adding nutrients to plants and keeping the soil nourished. Just like us, sometimes plants need a boost, right? But just as we cannot live on supplements alone, they need a strong, healthy foundation. And what's their strong, healthy foundation? Soil, which comes from organic matter, i.e. compost. So if you're interested in composting, I highly recommend it. Check out the podcast episodes I did on food waste. There's an entire episode on composting. Now, to be clear, I don't fertilize all of my plants every year. I mostly fertilize just the fruit trees and some newer plants. But in general, like when I'm initially planting new plants like ornamental flowers or even my vegetable garden, I usually give them a really rich compost, rich soil in the initial plantings. But the fruit trees and the citrus trees, they do need a boost every year. So I also keep mulch on them to protect the soil. And you can find lots of resources online for gardening, and you can find lots of wonderful books. Excuse me? Are we done? I think we're done. Okay, I hope that helps. Don't do nothing because you can't do everything. Charlie, do something, anything for the animals. This is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.